Saints, today we celebrate 21 years of ministry together. Let's just give the Lord one more praise offering. 21 years! 21 years! 21 years of ministry together. Because 21 years ago, there was a decision made to unite in a vision, amen, for the cause of Jesus Christ. For 21 years, Jesus Christ has been the reason for our journey together. It's all about Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus has been touching and healing and changing lives in this place week after week, month after month, year after year. Amen. High five your neighbor and say, yes, I've been a part of that.
Been a part of it.
I've been a part of it. I've been a part of it. Thank you, Lord.
You know, when people ask what is really going on in Glenville, they need look no further than our desire to be united in the cause of Jesus Christ as it is revealed in the Word of God. For one thing about us as a church, we do not attempt to change the Word of God in order to fit our desires, but rather our choice as a church has been to change ourselves to fit the plan and the purposes of God. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Today we were challenged in the Word of God in Colossians chapter 2, verse 6, where it reads, "So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." Hallelujah. Saints, for 21 years, we've been sending our roots deeper and deeper down, amen, into Jesus Christ as the church, and we have been built up in Him.
Amen.
Praise your name, Lord Jesus. It's so hard to believe that 22 years ago, Pastor Rick, there were many who thought that this church was ready to fold, amen, but God had a different plan. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. God had too many of us who still needed to be reached, amen?
Amen.
There was still too many of us who had to get saved, hallelujah. Too many of us who had to get healed, amen, and the kind of support that we need and that this church has to offer. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
So what did we do? Well, 21 years ago, we decided to believe God. We stepped out in faith on what could possibly happen. We were willing to believe that if God could take a Joshua and encourage him to be strong and courageous, that same God could do the same thing for us if we chose the same path that Joshua did.
Hallelujah.
Joshua and the leaders of Israel and the people, they banded together and they received the promises of God and the land that God had for them. For 21 years, we have been discovering a God who loves this congregation and is faithful to His Word. We were stepping out in faith, and guess what? 21 years later, we still stepping on out.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Praise Amen. Your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. How many know that you know that you know when we step out on God's Word, there is no limit to the possibilities of what God can do?
Amen.
I'm talking about what God can do. Hallelujah. What God can do when we as a church make ourselves available to be used. Would you just tell the Lord, Lord, I'm available.
Lord, I'm available.
I am available, Lord. Saints, we know that we have been made for a mission. High five your neighbor. We've been made for a mission there, neighbor. Amen. And we know that in that mission, we are to demonstrate excellence in action. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, for we serve an excellent God who does all things well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is power found in unity in Jesus Christ. There is power. And when we band together, come on, let's band together.
Amen.
Band together. All right. Amen. In one solid union, saints, that is rooted in God, sustained by God, empowered and directed by God, there is no limit to the possibilities, no limit to the potential. Tell your neighbor, no limit. There's no limit in God.
No limit.
There's no limit. We can make a difference in the lives of others for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No limit. No limit.
Now, when we came here 21 years ago, we didn't come with a mission to be here for 21 years. We came with a desire to do God's will and to try to help build a great church. Now, a lot of our success has been your willingness to believe that God loves you and that if you put your trust in God, God will make a way for you.
Hallelujah.
Now, you have done something that's unheard of as Presbyterians. You have trusted God with your money. And look what God has
Hallelujah.
Done.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
22 years ago, there was a reason this church was about to close. Our giving was so low that we could barely pay our bills, even though we had 200 names on the roll. Not only that, for those of you who are new to our church, Pastor Toby and I had to bribe the church to let us come. You see, the salary they was offering us was so low, we said, look, if you increase our salary by $5,000, we will give you the $5,000 in our giving. We made you an offer that was hard to refuse. One of y'all said, wait a minute. We can get 2 for $1 for $15, raise the salary to $5, and they're going to pay the $5. They ain't too smart. We're going to call them to be here.
Hallelujah.
But we came and we preached on tithing and giving God a tenth and you keeping 90% of what you, the rest. And we realized that if we were going to move forward in a united vision for Christ, we were going to have to be united in our giving in the kingdom of God.
Amen, saints. First, we demonstrated tithing in our own lives. Amen?
Amen.
And then the elders rose up, and the elders began their commitment to tithing, and they started tithing. And then the membership, it just started swelling. More and more members began to tithe. Hallelujah. And we all caught that vision of funding ministry for the cause of Jesus Christ and for the furtherance of the kingdom of God. Saints, that unity has taken us 21 years together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise your name, Lord Jesus. It has taken us to investing in the lives of others to an even deeper level than ever before. Whereas before our church was at the bottom in our giving at the presbytery, saints, today we are second in all of the churches in our presbytery, second only to the Korean Presbyterian Church. Hallelujah! We are second only in our giving. We are, praise God, from the bottom all the way up there to the top.
Amen.
Praise your name. Look at God.
Now, because of your willingness to make sacrifice and tithes and offerings, 22 years ago, we were looking at the possibility of closing as a congregation, but today we are one of the strongest congregations in the presbytery.
Thank you, Lord.
But you know something?
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We didn't stop there. Your giving has gone even above and beyond. Your extra giving has allowed us to have 2.5 pastors.
Praise God.
There's
Thank
no
you
other
for
church
pizza.
In our presbytery our
Thank
size
you,
that has made that commitment to make that happen. And it's not because their people have less money than we do. Mm-hmm. They simply have not chosen to rise to that same level of commitment of providing the leadership necessary to build the kind of strong church. People ask, well, how do you have so many youth in your church? Well, when you've got a Pastor Kelly working
Hallelujah.
On your team.
Pastor Kelly.
Praise God.
Pastor Kelly. Pastor Kelly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's a whole lot easier because it leaves us free to do other things. And we also thank the Presbytery for its partnership with us because,
thank you,
truth be known, they do keep supporting us. They do keep
Thank
encouraging
you, Presbytery.
Us. And together
Thank
we're
you,
making
Presbytery.
A difference.
Thank you, Presbytery. When Pastor Rick and I go around to conferences in different places, people often ask us, how does Glenville do all that Glenville does? And it's so easy for us. We just tell them, we are a mighty church with a mega ministry. Hallelujah. High five your neighbor right now and say, we are a mighty church with a mega ministry.
Mighty
church with a mega ministry. Hallelujah. We do what we do by being united, amen, in our living and our giving together. Praise God. And saints, in order to move forward with our united vision of entering into a right relationship with God, being equipped for the ministry of Jesus Christ to make a difference in the lives of others. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Saints, it's because of our tithers, amen, and our generous givers that we are able to celebrate 21 wonderful and blessed years together. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise your name. Thank you, Lord.
For 21 years, we have been moving forward with a united vision of loving and helping people. One thing that was in place in this church when we arrived 21 years ago was a desire to help people. Whether it was feeding kids first in the breakfast program and later in the supper program, this church has had a heart of compassion to meet the physical needs of others. And although we may fail at times, we really do try as a church to love and to care.
Yes.
The money that you give to the deacons have helped so many people with utilities that were being cut off, with food, with rent, with clothes, with moving, with emergency car repairs. You don't know how many people you have blessed in this church and in this community in times of critical need.
Hallelujah. How many know we got the best deacons in the whole wide world? Amen. Right here at Glenville New Life Community Church. The best deacons in the world. Hallelujah. And saints, around 10 years ago, our Married Sensation Ministry under Katie and Walter Glenn, we established a mustard seed fund under that ministry to help single parent families to purchase items that they need. Amen. Hallelujah. That has been a blessing to the singles in our church family. Those of us who give to the prescription fund, praise God, have kept people with medicine that they need when they can't afford to pay for their prescriptions. And how many know those prescriptions are off the charts in their prices? It's ridiculous. But nobody has to go hungry. If you were a part of this church, then you know you will never have to be hungry or go without. Praise your name. Every month, we have people in our midst who volunteer to buy food boxes for those who are in need. You know how when the month lasts longer than your money, hallelujah. So you might need to come. There's already saints who have provided boxes to help those who need a little help to make it to the end of the month. Amen. Some of us are paycheck to paycheck, and an unexpected emergency can just kind of flip you off somewhere. Amen. But you don't have to go under here at Glenville. We have a loan at no interest just to help you to be able to keep from going under. Amen?
Amen.
So you don't have to go, we're going to keep you up. Hallelujah. Thanks be to the generosity of the saints here at Glenville New Life.
Amen.
Now, for some of you who are single parents, that is a tremendous weight lifted off of you. Hallelujah. You know you are not alone because we are family. Amen. And we got your back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So whoever's next to you, tell them right now, we got your back.
We
bear one another's burdens here at Glenville New Life. Your back is covered. Hallelujah. Amen.
Our vision of making a difference in the lives of others causes us to make a conscious commitment to touch people in three continents each and every month. We are touching Haitian orphan children each month for the cause of Christ. We are touching Nigerian children in Africa each month for the cause of Christ. We are touching Indian children in Asia.
Hallelujah.
Each month for the cause of Christ. Why? Because God loves them, and because God loves them, we have been called to love them as well. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Saints, our united vision causes us to look beyond ourselves. Amen. Everybody say beyond ourselves.
Beyond ourselves.
To help others who cannot turn right around and bless us back in a material way. Amen. What a privilege for us. And part of the reason God blesses us is because we bless others. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And particularly those who are struggling and those who are poor. Amen. Scripture says those who give to the poor are actually lending to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, what a privilege. Hallelujah. How many of you know that God is faithful to pay you whatever God has promised? Amen.
Amen.
And beyond your dreams. Praise God. So Saints, we've been moving forward with the United Vision to reach more people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this church, Glenville New Life Community Church, it was started with people who went from door to door. That's how this church started, door to door, inviting others. You know what? There's a new church being started over there on the corner of Helena and 105. Come on, won't you come and join us? Come on. That's how this church was started. Hallelujah. Amen. So down through the years, amen, we have gone into the world, praise God, in many different ways to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it started with knocking on the door. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
We tried various ways of reaching people with the gospel. We launched our newspaper. First of all, those of you who may remember the Glenville Presbyterian Messenger, we sent this 2,000 copies every 6 weeks into the community.
Y'all remember this?
We followed that with the newsletter, the New Life Times. We then went on to radio broadcasting. We then went to TV broadcasting. We have been broadcasting on TV now for over a decade.
Hallelujah!
With the
Praise
internet.
Your name, Lord Jesus!
With the internet, our messages continue to go forth around the world. You know, even when our church is closed, our computer room is sending out sermons and dances and choirs to other computers on the internet. Ministry never completely stops here. Every month, our ministry is used over 60,000 times by people from all over the world. A video our young people did on what happens after you die, it has been viewed over 100,000 times.
Hallelujah!
All over the world.
100,000 times.
It ends with Pastor Toby telling you how to give your life for Jesus Christ. Now, I can't wait to get to heaven to see how many people gave their lives to
Hallelujah.
Christ from watching that single
Praise
video.
God. Thank you for the honor, Lord Jesus. Now, how many Facebook folks we got here today? Raise your hand if you Facebook. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I know I'll be seeing a lot of us on Facebook. Amen. A lot of Facebookers. All right. Now, those of you on Facebook, the rest of you all, you're going to get on there. Amen. Those of you on Facebook, get a vision for ministry. When you hear a sermon or you hear a song that the choir has sung and you know that it would be helpful to someone you know, get in the habit, saints, of sending your friends a link. Amen. Send them a link of the song that the choir has sung. Send them a link so they can listen to the sermon that you know will make a difference in their lives. You can copy all of the songs and the sermons on our webpage, and then let us know if you want to use your computer for ministry, all right? And we will certainly show you how. Ain't that right, Pastor Rick? Amen. So just even, you can ask us for one of our previous Easter videos. We will give that to you, and then you can use it to run on your computer on the internet to touch someone for Jesus Christ this holy season, and then possibly they would come out to worship, if not here, somewhere. So, saints, there are all kinds of possibilities. Amen. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Now, we can reach out with technology, amen. But guess what? We still got to go find people the old-fashioned way. All right, now, how did this church start? All right, saints. Hello. Praise God. All right, we can't forget our first method, amen, of finding people. We have to go through the streets of Glenville. In 2 weeks, we're going to be doing it again. We're going to canvass for 2 Saturdays, all right? The last 2 Saturdays, we're going to go. We're going to knock on doors, invite people to come on out to our praise week. We're going to have Holy Week and then Palm Sunday and then Easter. So come on out and knock on doors with us. Just put some Vaseline on your knuckles and get them all ready, amen? Because we all going out to knock on some doors. Hallelujah. Amen. Now I want you to just remind your neighbor. Just say, neighbor, be there or be square. Be there or be square. Amen. Hallelujah. Be there.
We as a church must move forward with a united vision to reach the lost for Christ.
Yes.
Because we have been called to pursue the work of Christ, which involves saving souls and reaching out to the world with a hand of compassion. Now, there was a time when many of us, well, actually all of us in here, did not know Christ.
That's
and
right.
We were living our lives apart from him. Some people would have burst out laughing if they were told one day we were going to be a deacon or an elder, choir leader, usher, lay pastor, or pastor. Some of us years ago wouldn't have believed it about ourselves. We would have said, you don't know what you're talking about. But you know something? God touched us. God saved
us. Thank you, Lord.
God changed
us. Thank you, Lord.
And now we are where we are in Christ with the desire to grow even further in him.
Amen. It is because that each of us know the love and forgiveness of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And it's because of that we can move forward with the united vision, amen, to let others know that God loves you, amen. And God wants to be a part of your life. In 21 years of ministry, we have been breaking down walls between people. We don't need to know how much money you got. We don't need to know what kind of job you got or where you live or how good you've tried to be, amen. Just if you want to know the love and forgiveness of God, that's all. You just want to know the love and forgiveness of God, and you're willing to strive to live your life in obedience to God, hallelujah, then we want you to come and be a part of us. Come on, be a part of us, because we're all growing together. High five your neighbor. We are growing together. Growing together. Hallelujah. There are no perfect people here at Glenville New Life. Amen. All right, you can say amen to it. Ain't none of us perfect now. Ain't none of us here perfect. Amen. We're none of us perfect, praise God. We know, though, what it is to have members stumble and fall and suffer in all kinds of ways. We know, though, what it means to give each other chances. Chance after chance after chance. Hallelujah! Because I know, I don't even know how many chances God gave me, but God gave me chance after chance after chance after chance after chance after chance. Praise Amen. God. Just say, praise God for giving me a chance, Lord.
Praise
chance
God
after chance, chance after chance after chance after chance. Hallelujah. So because God gave us so many chances, we have to give others chances as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord God.
Amen. I mean, you know, Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. I mean, you know, our church is full of people who came out of a sinning background.
Hallelujah.
I mean, you know, some of us need to get out of that background a little bit more than we do.
Amen. Yeah. Help us, Lord.
We at Glenville, we understand we are no better than anybody else.
Mm-mm.
We also know we need to continually be changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We have discovered you can't wait until you are good enough to get saved. Nobody ever gets that good. God knows all about you. God knows your successes and God knows your failures. God knows your good and God knows your bad. God knows your hopes and God knows your disappointment. And if with all of this knowledge, God still wants you to become a child of God. For over 21 years, we have been seeing God developing children of God here at Glenville
Hallelujah.
New Life Community Church.
Hallelujah. The greatest joy for Pastor Rick and I have been here at Glenville New Life is to see the power of God and how it has changed your lives and how it's changed our lives. Amen. Praise God. God is still working on us. Amen. Praise God. Some have weathered some very difficult storms these past 21 years. It's been some really hard times. Some hearts have been broken over the death of loved ones that, praise God, we have tremendous home-going services for. Hallelujah! Ain't nobody do home-going services like Glenville. We know how to celebrate. We know how to celebrate a home-going, and we got some home-goings up in here. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Some of us these past 20 years, we have just endured pain, amen, pain of children who have been a part of all kinds of difficulties and got themselves in all kinds of troubles and circumstances. Oh, praise your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being with us in and through it all, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Some of us, we saw marriages come to an end that we wanted to last a lifetime. Some of us, we lost jobs that you'd had for years through no fault of your own. Some of us went through periods of doubt and depression, had reversals in our careers. Some of us had dreams for our lives that didn't quite come to pass. And we realize now they might not ever happen. You know, something in 21 years, not all the dreams and visions that we have had as a church have come true, and not all the things we did came out the way that we thought they would come out. But you know something, we have found that even in our disappointments, they are used by God to shape and mold Hallelujah. Us into what we need to be.
Hallelujah.
Because there are times of discouragement in our walk as believers.
There are times of discouragement, saints. But praise God, we're alive in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
High five your neighbor. It's good to be alive in Jesus Christ. It's good to be alive in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because Jesus makes a difference, saints. We go through our struggles, our circumstances, and tribulations, but Jesus is right there making a way for us, keeping us strong. Hallelujah.
Amen.
His name is Jesus, saints. The lily of the valley, saints. He's our bright and morning star, saints. It's Jesus that kept us. Jesus, it's all about Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. As the songwriter said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Oh, praise your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, saints, we're in our discouragements. Oh, we find a strength, amen. We find a faith in God because of Jesus Christ in our lives. That's how we've gotten to this place today. We've discovered what God meant, what God said. When God said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, praise God. Each of us have come here and we found a group of people at Glenville New Life Community Church who have put their arms around you and they have walked with you through good times and through your times of crisis. Hallelujah. We know as a church what it means to rejoice with one another and we know what it means to weep with one another. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
21 years. We have been moving forward with a vision to love each other and to invest in each other. One of the things about Glenville is we're always looking back with an open hand to help someone else along the journey. Whether it's our men with Men of Arms or our Women's Association with Young Ladies of Faith, even with our teenagers, it's always been a joy to see who was trying to help somebody else who was just a little bit younger.
Hallelujah.
Along the way.
Hallelujah. High five your neighbor right now and say, we are family. That's what we are.
We are family.
We are family.
We are family.
We are family. Family.
We are family.
We're family. We are family.
There family. Are a lot of people out there on the other side of these walls who need to know what kind of love actually goes on in a place like this.
Hallelujah!
We challenge you to help us to find those people so that they too can be changed, even as God has changed each one of us.
Hallelujah. Amen. Would you high five your neighbor and just, ain't God good? Ain't God,
God
good? Ain't God good?
Good?
Let's give God a praise offering. Let's
God
just give God a praise
good.
Offering. Thank God you, Lord. Ain't
good.
God good?
God
is so good.
God
is so good. We're
God
gonna rise.
Good.
To give God praise, how great is our God? How great is our God? How great is our God? Would you rise to your feet and just say, oh, how great you are, Lord. You've been faithful, Lord. We praise you today. Thank you for 21 years of journeying together. Thank you for the privilege of ministering together, growing together, building the kingdom of God. All right, let's put our hands together, saints. All right, let's put our hands together. Let's put our hands together. Oh, praise your name, Lord Jesus.
How great is our God.
All right, praise your name, Lord Jesus. Yes.
How great is our God. How great is our God?